We had a great short program to recognize and dedicate that that headstone. And so I think the whole project was really good.
That's James Witt, chairman of the Sharp End Heritage Committee and the African American Heritage Trail. The committee recently brought the Columbia community together to honor Kirkland's life with a headstone at the Columbia Cemetery.
I think it's extremely, you know, important that we do this kind of work, you know, to recognize the contributions that that Black people have made to our community as a whole.
Born in 1858, Kirkland was raised on a farm. But according to Chris Campbell, his life changed when he began working for the Joseph Douglas farm.
Douglas was wealthy, and Douglas loved gardening and horticulture. That was his passion.
Campbell is the executive director of the Boone County Historical Society. He says Douglas's two master gardeners taught Kirkland about gardening and horticulture. The gardeners were hard on Kirkland, so he would often go into the greenhouse late at night to perfect his work.
The state of Missouri has heard about him and his talent, and they've hired him to what's called the State Agricultural Board. They hired him so he could go into Black communities across the state and teach Black communities gardening skills.
Only in his early 20s, Kirkland was hired by the University of Missouri.
MU hires him to be a kind of a superintendent of their greenhouse. And he's doing that working under a professor at MU who doesn't have time to teach all of the classes he's supposed to be teaching. And so he gives classes that can and should be taught outdoors or in the greenhouse to Kirkland.
Campbell says that though he wasn't officially a professor, Kirkland was the first Black teacher at MU. But this accomplishment would not have been easy.
He would have been confronted with racism everywhere he went, as did every other Black person at that time between the 1880s and the 1930s.
With all that he knew about Kirkland, Campbell and others thought it was shocking that he didn't have a headstone. After all, Kirkland was consulted by Booker T. Washington at conferences and was featured in many mainstream gardening and horticulture magazines of the day.
For someone to have that kind of national reach and that skill here and be that successful an entrepreneur and not be remembered, much less not have a headstone.
Witt says Kirkland's reach was felt locally as well.
Everybody benefited from his gardens and produce that he produced, and everybody benefited from, you know, the instructions that he was able to give people about the work that he was doing.
Witt, along with Campbell and others, formed a committee to raise funds for the headstone. And he says once they had the idea, it wasn't hard to get the community to buy in.
We really didn't have any trouble raising the funds. You know, people were willing, you know, that knew about Henry Kirkland was very well willing to donate. And so it was pretty easy to get the funds put together to, you know, purchase the headstone.
You know, it was no one person. It was actually a whole community of people who donated everything from $10 to $300 to get us to the $8,000 mark where we could do that.
So almost nine decades after Kirkland's years of teaching and work in the community, Henry Kirkland finally has a headstone to honor his final resting place.
So it's very, very important that, you know, Black people that were part of making this community what it is be recognized, you know, along with everybody else.
On December 3rd, the African American Heritage Trail was dedicated in Columbia. Kirkland is featured as one of the many placards along the trail that recognizes the accomplishments of Black Columbians. I'm Veronica Moheski, KBIA News, Columbia.